My baby sister, Kaylee, went missing last year. There were no witnesses, no suspects, nothing. Last we knew, she was lying in her crib, up in her room on the second story of her house. I was babysitting her that night, while my parents were out. My friend Henry was over, and we were just playing video games, listening to YouTube, and hanging out, when we heard crying coming from upstairs. Henry had been beating me for like 2 solid hours anyway, so I told him to play on his own while I went up to check on her. I found her awake in her room trying to get out of the crib. I knew that sometimes I would just have to read her a couple stories before I could get her to calm down, so I gave that a try. However, she was particularly hyper that night, and after the 3rd story, her eyes were still open, lit up, and ready for more. Henry was still downstairs in the living room, and I really didn't want to waste my entire night reading to the baby. So after the 3rd story, I gave up and turned on Disney Plus to try and get her to go to sleep. I put one of those old Disney animated shorts on, called The Big Bad Wolf. I know when I was a kid, that stuff would really help me go to sleep, so I figured I'd give it a shot. Believe it or not, she was out like a light within 5 minutes, so I finally ended up heading back downstairs. Then Henry and I played some video games for a couple hours, until my parents got home. The first thing they did after getting in was went upstairs to check on Kaylee, which was when the horror truly began. I heard this gut-wrenching scream from my mom, like I'd never witnessed before. When we ran upstairs, Kaylee's crib was empty. I still remember shuddering in terror as the light from the TV just flickered across her empty bedroom. Police were at our house within 15 minutes. They checked all the doors, windows, and doorbell camera footage, but nothing seemed at all suspicious. However, when the cops were in Kaylee's room, I noticed something odd in the background behind them. That Disney cartoon I'd put on earlier didn't look the same as I remembered it from childhood. The screen was showing this empty kitchen scene. Nothing was going on, no characters, no voiceover. Just an open window, with curtains blowing in front of a grassy field. It was almost as if someone had hijacked the movie and pointed the camera somewhere that it wasn't supposed to go, where nothing was even going on. Then through the kitchen window on screen, I noticed the silhouette of a figure standing in the distance, staring at me. I approached the TV and got as close as I could to try and make out what the figure was. Although blurry, it had a few noticeable features. In general, it looked a bit like the Big Bad Wolf, and was holding a baby wrapped in a blanket. The only difference was the wolf was missing fur in a lot of places, and its body parts seemed disjointed, almost as if it had been sewn together, piece by piece. I was pretty certain that part was not in the movie before, but once the figure lifted its hand up and waved at me, all my doubt was gone. As I backed away from the TV, I began to hear this loud crunching sound emanating from the speakers, like someone was chewing on a carrot or something. I backed into my desk, almost knocking a lamp over. The crunching just got louder and louder, and was followed by a deep, gratified laugh that bellowed from the speakers. Running downstairs, I begged the officers to come back to my room with me and look at the TV. Once they saw it, though, the movie had already gone back to its original version. They felt bad for me and gave me a few courtesy minutes of watching it, then just walked back downstairs, without saying much. I tried telling my parents too, but my mom just hugged me and told me it was going to be okay. She didn't really listen to what I said. I mean, I could understand why. I suppose it was pretty crazy what I was saying to them. I knew what I saw though, and after that moment I was never on the same page with the search effort ever again. Anytime they would go looking for her somewhere, my pessimism was visibly clear. It was hard to pretend to be hopeful when I knew they weren't going to find her, checking on a witness or searching some field. She was still in that cartoon. I don't know how, but that's where she was. After a week of not finding her, I was beside myself. I started doing research on my own, because I knew that was the only way anyone would explore anything non-traditional in this case. I just didn't know where to begin. So after a couple hours of failed searches, I started looking for disappearances related to cartoons and Disney and YouTube. And I actually found a story called Tragedy at Toontown. Believe it or not, it's about a baby that went missing inside of Disney World, who was alleged to have been taken by an entity known as the Cartoon Man. I watched the rest of the videos related to that on the channel, and came to the realization that the stories were probably made up. They were just scary legends meant to be entertaining, but the similarities to my sister's case were too much to ignore. So I contacted the owner of the channel, a YouTube creator known as Mr. Freaky, and asked him if any of the stories had been based on reality. His reply came fairly quick, and told me some things I definitely didn't expect to hear. He said they weren't based on reality at first, but as they came out, people claimed to have sighted this cartoon man numerous times. He feared that the character had gotten away from him, and had taken on a life of its own. After that, my involvement with the channel grew exponentially. I started chatting with lots of people on there, and eventually began emailing with a fan who claimed to have actually summoned the cartoon man himself. This person also claimed to be an expert on something called tulpas, which are entities ancient cultures were said to have brought into existence purely through thought. After I told him about my sister, he said there was a slight possibility I could get her back, but that it would be extremely dangerous. Dealing with the cartoon man was never a sure thing, but if I wanted to risk it, it was up to me. He said I would need to offer the entity a photo of someone else, whom he should take instead of my sister. The only rules were that the photo couldn't be of myself, and that it had to be someone close to me. Somebody that definitely didn't deserve it. The act needed to be cruel and selfish, otherwise the cartoon man would never go for it. So that night, based on his directions, I turned off all the lights and switched on the TV at 3 a.m. I turned the inputs off of my TV so that it would be just static on the screen, and touched my hand to it. I then recited the words, make me cartoon, 3 times over. Then afterwards, I took a photo of my friend Henry and placed it up against the TV. I watched as the static began to clear up, and my friend Henry was standing out in a desert. He was terrified and confused, immediately trying to run. But as he ran, vines with these giant chomping mouths at the end of them began to burst out from the sand and bite down on his legs. He would kick and tear at them, but eventually they overcame him and started to pull him beneath the surface. I remember our eyes met just before his head sunk beneath the sand. As he was pulled down into oblivion, I turned away from the TV and nearly threw up. When I looked back, the deformed half-wolf, half-human entity was up on screen again. It was holding Kaylee out in its arms, as if offering her to me. Its hands began to emerge from the TV. I reached forward, and as I was about to take her, he instantly pulled her back into the TV. Then with this enormous smile on his face, he dislocated his jaw to create this massive, wide-open mouth. Laughing hysterically, he turned to his side and swallowed Kaylee whole. I screamed and began pounding on the TV, his enormous snake-like tongue coming out from his mouth and licking his chops, making this cartoonish slurping sound. It's been months now, and I still don't know a way to get her back yet. If there's anything positive that's come out of this, it's that it's motivated me to warn others about the dangers of this cartoon man. No deals can ever be made with him. Don't even try it. It is an entity based purely on cruelty, and nothing good can ever come from that. Most people just see cartoons as fun and happy, but they can also have a sinister underbelly, one that will change your life forever if you let it. Hey, it's Mr. Freaky. I want to thank you all for getting this channel past 30,000 subscribers. Hopefully together we can keep those numbers rising for a long time to come. Remember to like this video and subscribe to my channel if you haven't yet, as well as join the Discord to get involved with the community. Have a horrific evening, everyone, and remember to stay spooky, my friends.